In the name of the one holy and life-giving God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. On a hot, muggy day, I shall endeavor to be brief. I shall try. I'd like to talk about Martha and Mary. I'd like to talk about this business of loving your neighbor as yourselves. I'd like to talk about the one thing, and I'd like to talk about minding your own business. Or maybe more appropriately, minding my own business. But our gospel story starts with this story, a very short story, that seems clear in some ways and raises an important question for me, but it's about Martha in the kitchen. Martha, who is obviously an eldest child and behaves like one, has invited Jesus, who she recognizes as her Lord, over for dinner. She has a sister, Mary. We're given to believe from other stories that this Mary who sits at Jesus' feet that day is the Mary who later anointed his feet with balm, with expensive oil. That this Mary is this Martha is the brother of Lazarus, who Jesus will raise from the dead. They are known to this Jesus as friends and as Lord. So as Martha is bustling around in the kitchen, finding her way to serve her Lord, she begins to violate all the rules of hospitality that are important to a group of people where hospitality is very important. She says, "Lord," she starts with, this is how she is going to talk to her Lord, "do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself?" Everybody's had a Thanksgiving meal or a Christmas meal, and there's a Martha. Am I right? I'm here in the kitchen doing all the work myself. How come? It's called being a martyr sometimes. But Martha, if that's what you want to do, just do that. But don't ask the Lord to solve this problem. Why not go talk to Mary yourself? Why triangulate our Lord into this deal and try to get him to fix it? Martha, you are consumed with so many distractions around you. Martha, Martha. Now, as a person who is not unlike Martha in many ways, I get it. I can be sitting around comfortably and suddenly realize there's something I need to do right now that I could really do anytime. I can be distracted by many things. I get that. I would rather sit at the Lord's feet and just listen and take it all in, like Mary. But I don't always. Let's take that thought, and I want to move you to the last couple days in our church, which I will share with you have been glorious. Were they not? We have a new bishop. Yesterday he was ordained, which means given the office and consecrated, taken to a sacred place as bishop in our diocese, and it has been a long road for us. But we should all rejoice, and we did yesterday. When the mitre was put on Daniel Gutierrez yesterday, 2,000 people lifted up their hearts in a great swell. It was very moving. We have a bishop who is a worker, and he's going to call us to that work. And he's going to bring us into a new time. I will tell you, this is my first bishop that I am Facebook friends with. We should all be Facebook friends with our bishop. 2,000 people who apparently loved being in church because it took about over 3 hours, a huge and beautiful choir, including our Retta, led us in a variety of hymns, all hymns we knew with their great loud voices, and it was a wonderful day of rejoicing, was it not? It was. It was a great day. And I have confidence that this young bishop, Daniel, who's to me only 51, will be my last bishop. We're praying that, are we not? And on Friday, our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, who is a man like no man I've ever known, called all the clergy, invited all the clergy of the diocese together to talk with us, to answer questions, to tell us some things. And for me, the presiding bishop, the first among all bishops in our country, has been some distant, far off, far away person for me. Not so with Michael Curry. He is a fellow traveler. And he took all of our questions, and he addressed all of them in the best way that he could. And we talked about the worries of the world and what we're supposed to do about it. We talked about where the church is headed, where we're headed with the children of the Episcopal Church. We talked about the disparity between pay, between male and female priests. We talked about everything, and we talked about the fact, as Bishop Curry reminds us, that in this world that we live in, where we're mowing each other down with guns and driving trucks into masses of people, that we're not to give up. We're not to give up. That Jesus is there and present for us. He doesn't move away from us. Let us not move away from him. It's a message I need to hear, and I pass along to you from our presiding bishop. We are never to give up. If we are to be what he calls us to be, which is the Episcopal branch of the Jesus movement, and everything in this man's life revolves around our Lord Jesus. It's been a glorious couple of days. Back to our gospel reading. Mary and Martha, seeking to serve their Lord in the ways that they knew, apparently. Mary in adoration, in study, in closeness, wanting to provide comfort. Martha just wanting to do that in her way. She must have been Italian. She wanted to feed them and feed them and feed them. There's nothing wrong with Martha doing that. She just is distracted by minding Mary's business. Let us all serve our Jesus in a way that occurs to us. Let us all find the one thing. That's the word that Jesus used. It's like a Zen master. We need to find the one thing, and then he doesn't tell me what it is. I'm to journey for that. I'm to pray for that. What is the one thing for me? And know within the world of God's kingdom that my one thing won't be the same as your one thing, but it's my job to find mine and you to find yours. What is the one thing? As I listened to our presiding bishop Friday, I decided that for now and this time for me, here's my one thing. Michael Curry, above all things, loves Jesus. You can't help but tell that. He loves Jesus. And without saying, I love Jesus, that's what he communicates to us. And he does that by saying, I love you. I don't judge you. I don't condemn you. I'm with you. That's his way of expressing to me that I love Jesus. And the more that he communicates that to me, the more I feel it in myself. And maybe that can just be the one thing. Maybe. If what we truly do is stand up and share our love for Jesus, that will be the thing that changes the world. That will be the true way that we love our neighbors as ourselves, whether or not they are what someone else would call terrorists or murderers. We are called to love those who hate us. We're called to do that hard work. That seems to me to be the one thing. So for me, and I will encourage you to find your own one thing, but for me, is to take that message from our presiding bishop and be open for myself to let God in, let God work in and through. And if I can communicate to any one person the amount of love I have for Jesus, as Michael Curry does to all of us, in God's name, in Jesus' name, the kingdom has to come here on earth as it is in heaven. So I call us all in love to find are one thing.